Welcome to Lens to Pens podcast. I'm Deidre.
And I'm Andrew. And in our podcast, we're going to go ahead and dive in on some great topics ranging from sports, current events, arts, culture, and more.
As a listener, you're going to gain exclusive access to the stories that shape our world, captured through the artistry of photography and the power of written word. Join us for the exclusive insight where the lens meets the pens.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. This is the author, Andrew Snorton. I'm serving as one of the co-hosts of the Lens to Pens podcast. To stay connected with me, you can add me on Instagram at author A. Snorton, as well as A. Snorton CCS. And of course, add Lens to Pens on your favorite platforms. Remember, it's the purple and black logo, the purple camera, the purple pen, and you need to go ahead and check us out.
Hello, I am Deidre with Emery Rose Photography. I am the photographer behind Lens to Pens. You can find me on all the social media platforms under Emery Rose Photography. So make sure you check us out.
Hey, definitely want to check us out. And I tell you what, this isn't the first go-around that we've had in regards to doing collaborative work. We have previously been able to work with each other covering a lot of things, arts and entertainment. I remember many moons ago we covered the release party for the group Black when they were able to get their masters. I remember on the government and politics end, our previous representative, Carolyn Bordeaux. Oh my gosh, sports. I mean, we've done minor league baseball. Of course, we love going to Chattanooga. Have to go back. We've done Gwinnett, but we love Chattanooga. And we've covered, oh my gosh, college football, college baseball. We've covered a whole lot of ground. And I'll tell you what I'm excited about. Look, when you get a chance to work with a photographer, best in Gwinnett County by Gwinnett Magazine for the last 5 years, look at here. You want to be in this seat, like real talk. You want to be in this seat. And especially what we've got coming up the last weekend of July. So Deidre, and this is where you definitely took the lead on this and being the visionary behind it. Walk everyone through what we've got stirring up in the pot the last weekend of July.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's awesome to be right next to you, too. You are an amazing journalist. And, you know, like you said, we've done many of things. You know, you as an author, you've been featured as my author for my Inspire Author series. So, again, like you said, we've done collaborations, whether it's sports, entertainment. We've been doing it, you know, together for years. Now, as you mentioned, the amazing PBR is here. It will be here in town next weekend. I'm so excited. The PBR has just always been my thing. I've always enjoyed watching professional bull riding and just having different professional bull riders to kind of look forward to seeing year after year. It will be here, right here in Gwinnett County at Gas South Arena. The dates are July the 26th, 27th, and 28th. On that Friday night, it will begin at 7:45, Saturday 7:45 as well, and on Sunday at 2:45. So again, it's going to be right here at Gas South Arena. Times. Are 7:45 on Friday, 7:45 on Saturday, and 2:45 on Sunday.
Yeah, wow. And I tell you what, now, real talk, people are like, Andrew, how are you getting the professional bull riding? I'm like, that's because of Deidre. So Deidre, a little bit of the backstory, what was it about professional bull riding that hooked you or drew your interest? And then the second question, you've been covering this for a minute, and then you were kind enough to bring me on board to start covering. So walk us through that.
Well, again, it's just one of those things that just growing up, I just love watching. On television is something that my family, we all would watch. So it's no, you know, I guess like like this amazing story. It's just that this is one of the sports, you know, I can't necessarily tell you stories about watching football with my dad, but I can tell you about us watching PBR, about us watching professional bull riding. It's something that whether it's watching the excitement of seeing cowboys and them and horses, but you know, when you bring in a bull, you add a whole nother component to it, which adds the excitement and things like that. So it's just always been one of those things that I absolutely love watching. And then when I had the opportunity to visit a rodeo down in like the Savannah area, it just, you know, added even more excitement for me to actually capture a bull riding event. And so when the opportunity showed itself for me to capture that, I mean, I was over the moon to be able to do that. And so, like you mentioned, I've been doing it for a few years now. Love it. And if you would like to see some of my work, please definitely go on my Instagram. You know, check out my work in covering the PBR event. But it's just one of those things that I have enjoyed telling the story through photography, and I wanted to make sure that I helped to amplify the story. And that's why I was like, hey, who is one of the greatest journalists I know? You know, you know, how can I help to amplify this? And how can I help to amplify this in our target area? You know, we do have, you know, our audience, they're amazing, you know, and to be able to show them another sport. And this is one of those sports that, you know, wasn't always on our radar, but now, and you know, more and more I'm seeing more people with their cowboy hats, you know, their cowboy boots. And so it's so exciting. And so, again, to be able to amplify the bull riders, their dedication, their hard work, I'm just excited that they're here, and I'm excited to be able to cover them again and to be able to have you to help, you know, tell that narrative of who they are and what made them so amazing.
Well, I tell you what, you shared a whole lot. And like you heard, ladies and gentlemen, here's someone who not only has an interest growing up and followed the sport, but took it to the next level in regards to your outstanding photography, your outstanding and growing journalism skills. Seriously, folks, she has them. Like, real talk, she's got them. Don't be fooled. She's really got them. And getting me on board, this will be the third year I've been able to see this stuff up close and personal. Folks, I tell you what, the riders, they're strong, they're flexible, probably a little bit crazy, because those bulls are no joke. I remember what one year bull got loose and was kicking up dirt, and those things are powerful animals and whatnot. But it's a fascinating sport. You've got riders, you know, from across the globe, from Spanish-speaking countries, U.S. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are African-American riders not only on the PBR circuit, but other circuits. You want to make sure and come out. So as it's getting close to us winding down this first segment, again, the dates, the last weekend of July, Friday night and Saturday night, 7:45 p.m. start time, Sunday afternoon, 2:45 start times at the Gas South District. And listen, when you come and you see us, go ahead and say hi to us, folks, for real. We'll speak. Trust me. We love talking and engaging with folks. Can't you tell?
Yes, yes.
So, Deidre, before we close out this first segment, is there anything that you think that we need to share with folks?
You know, we would love to see you out. Please check out our social media platform. The link will be there. You can go directly to Ticketmaster. You can Google PBR so that you can find the link, so you can go ahead and purchase your ticket. And just like Andrew said, you know, is right here in Gwinnett. It will be this weekend. This weekend, July the 26th. And 27th at 7:45 and Sunday at 2:45. So again, we hope to see you there. And if you see us, please say hello. And definitely check out our social media platforms to see recaps of the event.
Okay, so what we're going to do, folks, again, remember our social media platform, Lens to Pens, on your favorite platforms, Facebook, Instagram, all that, and then some. And now we're going to take a brief break and a word from our sponsors.
Hi, my name is Francine, and I make waterproof turbans. Our turbans are waterproof. Look here. Silicone. This will keep your hair dry at the pool, at the beach, or water park. The turban fits big hair. That means lock hair, big braids, all texture.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back for the second segment of Lens to Pens. This is your co-host, the author, Andrew Snorton. And this time, we're going to put more of the spotlight on my co-host, Deidre. And as you know, Emery Rose Photography, best in Gwinnett for the past 5 years. So Deidre, you've got some great projects that you just completed and some that are on the horizon. So go ahead and walk us through what you got moving and shaking today.
Again, thank you for your kind words. I greatly appreciate that introduction. Yes, hi, I'm Deidre and I'm Emery Rose Photography. I am your amazing photographer who... not only do I capture photographs, I am actually now starting to write more. And so, so I am the photojournalist. And so on last week, I had the amazing opportunity to go to Media Day for Clarissa Shields. She's an amazing boxer. She has an event coming up Saturday, July the 27th. She has a bout. She is...
getting ready to make it happen in the D. We're in Detroit. Where in Detroit is she gonna? Where in Detroit is she gonna go ahead and do some Mama Said Knock You Out stuff?
Well, she will be in Detroit at the Little Caesar, and again, that's on July the 27th in Detroit. And so, again, if you want to find out more about her upcoming bout and who she'll be fighting, please. Go to my social media. You'll be able to see the recap that I did on her media day. But you also can go to her Instagram, Clarissa Shields, to find out more about her upcoming events that she will be having here and also in Detroit.
Wow. So tell you what, man, look. And hey, if you get a chance to check out the GWOAT, which is the greatest woman of all time when it comes to knocking them out. Look, I ain't trying to pick a fight with her. So no. I'm going to hang tight with Deidre. I ain't trying to get hit. Please stop that mess. Yeah. So you just finished covering, you know, one of the up and coming professional women's boxers. But you don't do more than just boxing, didn't you? You did a little bit of basketball. You got a little bit of game. So tell us about how you were able to hoop it up a little bit.
Yes. Oh, I, so on July the 20th, I had the opportunity to cover UBL and, they are hosting, they held a combine here in Atlanta, on Saturday, July the 20th. And I had the opportunity to meet some amazing basketball players. And so if you want to find out more about, what I was able to, see, hear the sights and sounds, you can definitely visit my Instagram and so you can go directly to the UBL official site. Is to find out more about their previous combines.
Well, I tell you what, and everyone talks about like the NBA, the G League, but there's other professional leagues at different levels that have some great talent, great coaching, things along those lines. And I know, Deidre, you have definitely made your presence felt on these levels. So you've already got boxing in your bag, you got basketball in your bag, but wait, there's a little bit more that you got in your bag, which kind of pivots a little bit. So tell us about this author series. I've been fortunate to be a part of it, but people, y'all need to dive in on this one. So go ahead and tell them what it's all about.
Prior to COVID, so the year 2020 was when I first started the Inspire Author series. It was amazing. My mentor gave me the challenge of bringing amazing authors to Barrow County. And so, like you mentioned, Andrew, you were my very first author in the series. And it was amazing. We had a great group to come out. And then, you know, like everyone else, then COVID hit. So we didn't get a chance to get to our second author. She was ready to go. And so we, like everyone else, we had to come to a pause. Well, we got it back going. And since that time, it's just been just picking up year after year. And so if you count the year of COVID, this will technically be, I guess, our fourth year. We're going into our fourth year. And it's been amazing. And especially since we already have some authors that we're starting to book for 2025. So again, Inspire Author Series is a series that allows me to bring in some amazing authors to Barrow County Public Library. And it is Winder Public Library where they've been so gracious to host some amazing authors. And so on August the 1st, Thursday, August the 1st, from 5:30 to 6:30, I have the opportunity to bring the amazing Lolita.
And I tell you what, her work that is going to be featured is called The Art of Using Your Personal Brand. Let me run that back one more time.
Well, let me stop before you do.
Oh.
Because I actually made a mistake. I say Hamilton. It's Hampton. Excuse me. Lolita Hampton. She will be my author for August. And so, and like you said, her amazing book, The Art of Using Your Personal Brand. She is the amazing author of it. And so, if you are able to come out to Barrow County, to the Winder Public Library, you will be able to meet her. You'll be able to hear about her book, about the process, and you will also have the opportunity to purchase her book and even have her to sign it. And so if you're able to come out, we would love to have you. If you're unable to, please follow up with the recap. And then there's ways that you can even find out more about Lolita. And so on Instagram, you can find Lolita on Personify, and that is PersonIfi underscore. And you can find out more about her book. And if you want to find out more about the Inspire Author series in general, please follow me on DeidreWalker.com. That is my website, and you will be able to find my blog where I write a blurb about each author, feature pictures from the event. You can follow me on TikTok as well, where you get to see the different videos that I have pertaining to the Inspire Author series, and even on YouTube under Emery Rose Photography, you will be able to see just the author. I guess their information, their drop pertaining to themselves and their book. Excuse me, I have a few things that I've done, and then I have a few things that are coming up. Just a quick recap. It was amazing to be able to cover. Boxing. Event with Clarissa And so if you want to find out more, definitely reach out to her through social media, follow along, and then also the Come By, the UBL. Again, you can find them on their social media platform and check us out, dealing with the Arthur, the Inspire Arthur series, and you get to meet the wonderful Arthur, Lolita Hampton.
Well, I'll tell you what, like we said, Deidre, you've got some great things going on with the projects with Emery Rose Photography. Thank you so much for allowing the spotlight to be on you and the work that you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, this is what we do at Lens to Pens. We're always going to make sure that we share what we're doing collaboratively, what we're doing individually. So before we go to our last segment, we're going to take a quick break and hear some words from a few of our sponsors.
Butterflies never fly alone. This is part of the mindset of the Social Butterflies Foundation based in Hampton, Virginia. Make sure to be a part of their annual butterfly walk on Saturday, August 3rd, 2024 from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Boo Williams Sportsplex in Hampton, Virginia. Walkers will help raise funds to support programming to help those living with and through lupus and fibromyalgia. There'll be an author's corner, vendors, giveaways, and more, so make sure to check them out on Instagram at Social Butterflies Foundation. Stay connected with the author Andrew Snorton at Author A. Snorton on Instagram. When you click on the link in the bio, it'll connect you to his link tree, which is linktr.ee/AuthorA. Snorton. Stay connected by checking out his newsletter, social media, interviews on other media outlets, and more. And don't forget about his collaborative coffee brand with Fonte's Coffee, the Author Andrew Snorton blend, available in decaf, light, medium, and yes, bourbon infused. So make sure to check him out and stay connected today.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are joining us with Lens to Pens. This is the author, Andrew Snorton. I'm serving as one of your co-hosts. You can connect with me on Instagram at Author A. Snorton, as well as A. Snorton CCS. Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Andrew Snorton with Creative Community Solutions. And as you're aware, on the press and media end, we're fortunate to cover great events, great people doing great things. So whether it's arts and entertainment, government and politics, sports, or community-based, this is where you want to be. To make sure to read our full article, visit our website of asnortoncs.com. Click on the menu for articles and coverage, and you're good to go. To catch any of the video, make sure to add us on YouTube at Creative Community Solutions, LLC, and then on your favorite social media platforms, specifically Instagram and Twitter, asnortoncs, and of course, Creative Community Solutions, LLC on Facebook. And today we're really excited. There's some great things happening in the state of Virginia, specifically Hampton, Virginia. We're so excited to have Ms. Chastity Corbett of Social Butterflies Foundation join us today. Chastity, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing great. And I know you've got a great event coming up on August 3rd. But before we get into that, give us a little bit of the background about Social Butterflies Foundation and some of the services it provides.
Well, Social Butterflies Foundation was birthed on October 5th, 2018, out of a necessity to fill a gap in the needs of lupus and fibromyalgia survivors. I myself am a lupus survivor, lupus thriver, I should say. So of course, there was a passion there to be able to help others living with chronic illnesses such as myself. Social Butterflies Foundation, we provide those real direct services, those tangible services, such as support groups for the youth and adults. Sometimes people forget that children do get diagnosed with lupus as well. Our youngest survivor was diagnosed when she was 11, and she recently graduated high school this year, so we're so proud of her and cheering her on. You know, she persevered through. We also have our college scholarship funds, because living with a chronic illness, also you are dealing with an economic burden. So we want to make sure that if that child wants to go to college, we have some funds and resources to assist them so they can pursue their aspirations. We have our emergency financial assistance to help people with the co-pays for their medical appointments, for their prescriptions, and even utilities. Nobody should really have to choose between their health and their household living expenses. It's not fair. So we try to make sure that we can assist in those ways as well. We have our care outreach programs. Not only do we celebrate with you when you're reaching those milestones, hey, I finished chemo, hey, it's my birthday, I just got married, just had a child, we're there to celebrate with you. In the same breath, we're there to help you when you're going through bereavement or you just had surgery, you're in a hospital. We want survivors to understand and know that they're not alone. Butterflies don't let each other fly alone. We have our WIC outreach program. A lot of times when you have an illness like lupus or fibromyalgia, especially lupus, you have issues with your skin because lupus does attack any organ, and your skin is an organ. So you can have hair loss, or even the medications itself can trigger hair loss, and people struggle with alopecia. So with their WIC outreach program, we want them to feel comfortable enough that if they need a hair hat, we get a hair hat. Also, it's not just so much about the hair as in it's more so them feeling beautiful inside and out. So we also talk about different wellness things, such as, you know, foods that you should be eating, skincare, things of that nature. So we try to do a holistic approach. We have our summit and health fairs. The summits brings the medical community together with patients and their loved ones so we could get a better understanding of the illnesses, better understanding of what the medications are doing. We talk about self-care. So we have a variety of people, and we definitely focus a lot on mental health. A lot of people with lupus and fibromyalgia, they suffer depression and anxiety. Unfortunately, during COVID, when we had to shut down, we had one of our teams, you know, contemplating suicide because that isolation was just getting to them. So we try to make sure we're there to kind of help through the whole process. So people can learn different coping mechanisms, whether it be art therapy, music therapy, just being out in nature. Again, we have that sun issue, that skin issue. So a lot of times we can't be out in the direct sunlight and the heat. So we'll end up taking vitamin D or anything like that to kind of supplement that loss. But even though we can't go out in the sun, we can choose to work around that and go out later in the evening. So we can still be with nature, because people don't realize, but just being outside, that's therapeutic as well.
Wow. And I tell you what, I'm so glad that you walked through the range of services, and you really sound like you're covering not only the person living with and living through it directly, but then also those people who are supporting them. So that way they're more aware. They are, quote, better versed to understand some of the moving parts that people are working with, so they can be a better resource. So you guys have these great things going on year round, and a signature event, if I can call it, comes up during the month of August, which I know is kind of sort of special to you in general, but walk us through this amazing event with the Butterfly Walk.
The Butterfly Walk, you know, just a little backstory. Normally, you would see lupus walks. You don't really see very many fibromyalgia walks, but you would usually see them outdoors. And the very first lupus walk that I participated in by a different organization was outdoors, first thing in the morning. And the sun was unforgiving. So it caused us to have a flare up, and you're in pain and you're like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. But you were out in that sun and in that heat, and it had an adverse effect on your body. So we moved the walks to the evening time, thinking, okay, the sun is going down. And we're outdoors, we're walking, enjoying, but we still had that same effect, because even though the sun may not have been directly out, you still had to deal with that heat. So it's like, oh no. Last year, after we brought the walk back, because we were on hiatus due to COVID, we have compromised immune systems. So we have to be mindful when we're in large groups. So we came back out last year, and normally the walks are in June, and it was just, nah, this heat is disrespectful. We don't have to do this. And I had to realize, hold up, you could do what you want to do. This organization is for us, by us. So we got to do what's best for us. And so I spoke with Boo Williams, Sportsplex in Hampton, and they have an indoor track. They cover several AAU events, basketball, track, you know, you name it. And his sister, she just recently passed. She's a lupus. She had lupus. And he was like, sure, whatever you need. So we said, no, we're walking indoors, because we actually care about the survivors and their families, and we shouldn't be out there in that heat, and we're not going to be out there in that heat. So we're walking in AC. The walk is gonna be, like you said, in August 3rd, from 1 to 4 p.m. Doors open at noon, and we're walking in the air-conditioned track room. I can't stress that enough, air conditioning. We know August is like one of the hottest months.
And I'll pause you. It's not, see, we kid around. AC was air current. So this is not air current. This is air conditioning. Don't get us confused. Great.
So we have a great lineup. We have Marquita Jordan and her, Marquita Audrey and her daughter Jordan. Let me correct that. They're going to be doing a warm-up. Usually we do dance fitness warm-up. We don't want people to just go out there, start walking, you can stretch, did anything. So they do a quick warm-up set. We have someone blessing the event. We do an opening devotion. We have Kim Johnson doing that. Then we have a gospel artist, Vanessa Daniels, who happens to be my cousin and a fellow fibromyalgia butterfly, who's going to bless us with a song. Our hostess is Ambie Renee. She's known from iHeart Radio. She does 103 Jams, 92.1 The Beat. So she's well known in the area. And then of course, our host is O'Shea Russell, who is a Hampton native, and everybody knows him as Tommy and All the Queen's Men. And so he's gonna be there. And he's also bringing a special surprise guest that we haven't announced yet that I'm sure the ladies are going to enjoy. So they'll be coming out. And then we do have our medical honoree. We like to recognize those rheumatologists who've made an impact on so many lives of lupus and fibromyalgia survivors. And that's going to be Dr. Elizabeth Clayton. And our Grand Marshal is Delegate Jackie Glass, who represents the 93rd District in Norfolk, Virginia. And she's also a fibromyalgia warrior. So we have awesome vendors. We got Author Corner with this wonderful author named Andrew Snorton, traveling all the way from Atlanta. And he's gonna bring not one, not two, not three, but four. And his special blend of bourbon coffee. So we definitely have to stop by his booth. And we do have some other wonderful authors as well. Vendors selling anything from holistic soaps and beauty products. We'll have some community resources out there so people can know who to go to. And then we do have great sponsors. We got the New Penue Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Gabe Morgan. He sponsors every year because his daughter does have lupus, so it directly impacts him and his family. We have Town Bank. We also have Velocity Clinical Research, Renia Pharmaceuticals, Fulton Bank, and a host of in-kind donors. Anything from Tropical Smoothie, Wawa, Target, on down. All of them have been supporting. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun event. And there's a kids' corner, so we didn't forget about the babies. They're going to get to meet Mickey and Minnie Mouse and have the bounce house, and they're going to have a great time. They always do. It's a family reunion.
I tell you what, in just jotting these notes down, you're covering so much ground with this walk. It is, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, is the controlled environment. So you're not putting people who are living with lupus and fibromyalgia out in the conditions that would kind of ramp that up. So it's good that you've already identified, quote, a safe space for them to, you know, tend to what they need to. You've got some great moving parts for the kids, for adults, your vendors, your author's corner, access to resources and information and things along those lines. Now, with August 3rd right around the corner, is there a need or are there available spots for people who still want to walk, who want to volunteer, who want to jump in as a sponsor or things along those lines?
Of course, we want you to register to walk. And if you're not able to be there in person, no problem. You can walk virtually. So there is a virtual registration option as well, and we'll mail you your walk package. The registration is $35 donation, but it includes your walk shirt. We're not going to make you raise $100 before we give you a walk shirt. So it includes your walk shirt. It's a great time, and we do still need some volunteers, and anyone who wants to volunteer can contact me directly. They can email admin at socialbutterfliesfoundation.org and let me know, hey, I'm still interested in volunteering, and I'll put you in to help out. And donations, if you're not interested in walking or, you know, you don't really want to do it virtually, donate, because all the funds we raise, they do go into those free programs and services that I mentioned earlier. I'll even share that we are a volunteer board. So we do not get any kind of salaries. What I do is from sheer passion of doing it, because I actually care about survivors. I'm a survivor. So of course I care, and I understand what you're going through. So the funds are very important, because we do get a lot of requests for assistance, especially when it comes to people's utilities or, you know, they need their medicine. And I don't want us to have all of our funds so exhausted or depleted that we have to turn people away.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, and I'm glad that you shared that. So there's still time for people to plug in. In addition to the info that you provided, could you provide people to find out more about the backstory? Could you provide the website, social media, as well as ways that they can contact you guys, so that way they're able to find out more. So not only support for August 3rd, but as you said, you've got stuff
throughout
going
the year. They could go to find out about the walk and to register for the walk. You go to butterflywalkforlupusandfibro.org. That'll have everything in there to tell you about the background of the walk. You'll see who the participants will be, our celebrated special guests. You'll even see the vendors. We have the vendor logos. So that's something different we added on this year to kind of help support our vendors, so people can know ahead of time who's going to be there. You'll see our sponsors. It'll have a fact page so that you can see what questions you may have that's already answered on the page. To find out about Social Butterflies Foundation overall, go to socialbutterfliesfoundation.org. You'll see our history, you'll see our programs, what we cover, what we do in the community, upcoming events, and you can stay informed. It even has a contact form, so if you need us to contact you, you could complete that form. Or you could call the office at 757-791-3026. Again, that's 757-791-3026. That's our office phone. And of course, email admin@socialbutterfliesfoundation.org.
Great.
And we on social media. Just type in Social Butterflies Foundation.
Yeah. I tell you what, and I'm glad that you shared all the information from the website to social media, email, phone. I don't think you left anything out. Next to last item is in regards to future events. Obviously, August 3rd is a date you want to keep on the calendar, but you have a great collaboration coming up the weekend after. Can you briefly talk about that for us?
Oh, yeah. It seems like I'll be celebrating my birthday all month. August 10th, exactly 1 week after the walk, we have a partnership with Dinner and Blanc. For those of you who may not know, Dinner and Blanc is like a worldwide event where you have pretty much a pop-up picnic at any location. Everyone's wearing all white. Everything's all white. Picnic baskets white. Tablecloths white. It's just a kind of say like a nice little upscale picnic, and you just never know where you're gonna end up. You'll find out the day of. So we're looking forward to it. Have you been to Dinner and Blanc?
I've attended. The 1 year that I attended, the location was right there in front of the Fox Theater, right there in downtown, heart of the city, right in downtown Atlanta. So it's definitely a fun event, and it speaks to the work that you're doing, the work that is taking place to help empower people, and to have an event along those lines to be like, hey, we want to see what we can do to support that really says a lot. So again, you know, Dinner and Blanc on August 10th up there in VA, but of course don't forget about August 3rd, which is the Social Butterflies Walk. So last question I want to throw at you as we get ready to wind down. If people don't remember the moving parts that you've talked about, ranging from your testimony, ranging from the services provided, all that type of thing, if there's any takeaway you'd want people to have, what's one takeaway that you'd want them to have?
One takeaway is if you're living with a chronic illness, whether it's lupus, fibromyalgia, MS, whatever it is, it's just the diagnosis. It's not a life sentence. You can still live a full and healthy life despite those illnesses. So don't give up. Keep pushing through. You got this.
Okay. So again, those last things, keep pushing through. You've got this because you have people that are in your corner that are going to try to move, motivate, encourage, and elevate. So again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to take time to talk with Ms. Chastity Corbett of Social Butterflies Foundation. Make sure to like, watch, share, all that type of good stuff. If you're in the Hampton, Virginia area, definitely make sure to circle your calendar and be out there for August 3rd. If you can't be there physically, she's already shared ways for you to support virtually and otherwise. So ladies and gentlemen, until next time, you guys take very good care. Again, Creative Community Solutions, LLC. Add us on Facebook and YouTube, Ace Norton CCS on Instagram and Twitter, and make sure to go to our website, acenortoncs.com. Click on the menu for articles and coverage, and you will find this article and great talk there. As always, guys, take good care. We look forward to seeing you in the not too distant future.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time, and we appreciate you taking time to listen to Lens to Pens, our podcast series. But before we go, just quick reminders of how to stay connected with us individually as well as through the Lens to Pens platform. Deidre, go ahead and let them know how they can stay connected with
you. All right. Again, I'm Deidre Walker, and if you want to stay connected with me through Emory Rose Photography, you can find me, Emory Rose Photography, that's E-M-O-R-Y, ROSEPHOTOGRAPHY. That's Emery Rose Photography. And you can find me on all your social media platforms, whether it's TikTok, Instagram. My website is EmeryRosePhotography.com. So again, if you want to stay connected with me, definitely Emery Rose Photography. Please like, add, and share. Also, you can find me at DeidreWalker.com. That is my website to my articles that I've written and I will continue to write. And again, don't forget to like, share, download, listen to Lens to Pens as I continue to do this collaboration with the amazing Arthur Andrew Snorton. So again, you know how to connect with me. I look forward to connecting with you.
I tell you what, it is just a pleasure to work with Deidre. You can tell she has such a bubbly personality. Just bubbly, bubbly, bubbly. So let me go ahead and close out as best as possible. Stay connected with me, Author A. Snorton, on Instagram. When you click on the link in the bio, it takes you to my link tree, linktr.ee/AuthorA. Snorton. From there, you'll get all the info, all the work I'm doing as an author, any interviews, our coffee collaboration with the Author Andrew Snorton blend with Fontes Coffee, archival editions of the Conversation Corner through the Status Network. And of course, we will have a link that will take you directly to the Lens to Pens podcast. So stay connected with me, Author A. Snorton, on your favorite social media platforms. Instagram's the easiest way. Click the link in the bio to hit all the other ones. On the press and media and education end, A. Snorton CCS on Instagram and Twitter, Creative Community Solutions LLC on Facebook and YouTube. And of course, just like Deidre said, we want you to like, share, download, post, repost, send it to your mama, your daddy, me and you, and your cousin and your uncle too. Lens to Pens. Remember, when you look for us, it's the black background, the purple camera, the purple pen, and of course the purple mic. So Deidre, I think it's time for us to ride out. We got work to do individually and collectively. Until next time, take good care. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. Deidre, go ahead and close us out.
Have a great one.